Craig, they sent you a pin.
You're Hello. Welcome.
This is Paul from the corporate office. Were you having problems with your computer system there? It seems like none of the orders are coming through on our end here.
Your name under your phone number is phonelosers.org.
No, that's not true. I'm calling from the corporate office in fucking motherfucker. You better listen to me.
You gotta change that, Brad, man. Come on.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Frank Cole Nation. We'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. PLA for the win.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for May 13th, 2016. Today's show is sponsored by Russian composer Alexander Scriabin. Thank you, Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, for supporting the show for such a long time. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to support the show, it's really easy to do. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up for a small monthly fee, such as $1 or $5 or $70. And if you don't like Patreon, you can go to phonelosers.org/cactus. And it's pretty much the same thing, except you get instant access to the shows, to the private shows and the video shows and all that stuff. If you're a supporter of the show, you might notice a new page on phonelosers.org under the member area, where I'm trying to put up all of the YouTube videos of the shows to help entice you all into supporting the show. But if you're not a supporter of the show, you can't see it because you're a hobo. Only a hobo wouldn't support the show. Today's show is going to be pretty much identical to the last show that you heard, because I'm calling teachers from the same list and probably doing more or less the same stuff to them, just saying weird, wacky things and listening to them get all confused about it. This is a live show, by the way. This is something I did earlier today. And as far as I know, it was a good show. I think we had a lot of fun with it. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this. So here it is. Here is today's live show.
Would you like Mommy to call Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Alvin and the Chipmunks on the telephone.
All Mommy has to do is dial 976-4444.
Oh, boy!
This is Alvin. Simon and Theodore and I have been recording lots of great messages. Don't forget us, Alvin. Eleanor, Jeanette, and I have also been recording. And ours are better. No way!
Parents, you'll love to call Alvin. Dial a chipmunk is only 50 cents a call from the 305 area code.
And now, let's return to the Thundercats.
Okay, let's do some show stuff, you guys. I'm just going to do maybe an hour today. I just thought I'd kind of work on this teacher list a little bit more. I have kind of a small problem with it. The Google Docs that I was using yesterday, they didn't save, I guess. Or maybe I just don't know how to find them. All I know is that everyone I've called, they're back on this list. So I'm going to have to just try and not call people that I called yesterday. Hopefully I can make that happen. I got a message from a listener yesterday who gave me some good information. Do you remember that lady who faxed 25 pages of pornography to the school district when she was supposed to be sending a 168 form? Nathan wrote me an email and he said, in today's show, when the woman said she was trying to fax a 168 form, here's what she was referring to. Ironically, it's a form where she has to disclose if she's ever molested kids. And yet she faxed 25 pages of pornography instead. And yeah, that's pretty much what this forum is. There's like relevant definitions, direct contact with children, sexual misconduct, abuse. Good thing they have them fill out this form. We know they can't lie or anything. So thanks, Nathan, for that update. I guess that made it extra confusing for her. You know, it's that kind of a forum, and she's sending porn out to us. Here's that one. Okay, I'll delete that one. That was Edwina, the one that faxed the forms. We don't want to call her again. So I'm just going to start at the bottom of the list, I guess, and work my way up and try to try my best not to call anyone that I called yesterday. Okay, Evan just got hired into a whole other district in New Jersey, but did not sign any paperwork. Advised to send a resignation letter to staffing consultant and will forward it to the staffing coordinator. Had other questions regarding his sick days. Advised to reach out to a staffing consultant, but not available at this time. Let's call this number and see what school I reach.
Hello.
Hello, Evan?
Yes.
It's Roy from the school district here in the HR department.
Okay, give me 1 second. That is awesome.
I'm sorry, can you mumble that louder?
Sorry, what's up? Sorry, I just said, let me just get inside your office real quick.
Okay.
All right, what's up?
Oh, we just, we received your call about the paperwork, the resignation letter, and mm-hmm. Did you have some questions about sick days or something?
Yes. So what's the deal with, I have like 14 or 15 sick days in a personal day. What's the deal with the payment on that?
Well, not the payment.
Or do I get any compensation for this?
Oh no, when you're sick, the way it works here in this district, you have to actually pay us.
Say again?
You have to pay us if you're going to take a sick day. You actually don't get sick days, and to kind of discourage people from playing hooky, you know, teachers, you have to pay us if you have a sick day.
I have to pay you if I take a sick day?
Yes, but not the full amount. It's just 25% of your regular salary is what you have to pay us.
Right.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah. We're given a certain amount of sick days per year, and I have to pay if I'm going to use the sick day, even if I'm sick.
Yeah, well,
right?
You're given, like, so many sick days per year, but you have to pay us when you use them.
Okay, I thought that was just with the personal day.
For the what?
The personal day. You take the personal day and you don't get as much pay per day.
Right. Well, no, on the personal day you also have to pay us. It's the same rate, 25% of what you usually make.
Oh, okay. So I don't get any compensation for any of my sick days I didn't use?
No. Why the fuck would we pay you if you're not even here and you're throwing?
Why are you cursing?
No, I'm not cursing. I'm just saying. We have to find a substitute.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Roy, and guess what? Roy, I can curse because I'm not in a school. I'm just here at the district HR office.
No, I'm just saying that.
So I can curse all I want, motherfucker.
Oh, that's pretty unprofessional, no?
Well, but I mean, I can do it. I don't work in a school. I know you guys can't curse over there, but you don't have to push all that shit on us.
I'm sorry, what's your last name? Roy what?
Gerbel.
Roy what?
Zurbel.
Zurbel? How do you spell that?
What's it matter? I'm just calling to return your call and let you know about the sick days.
I'm trying to professionally just find out what the process is.
You're professional now. Okay, whatever. Just because you don't curse, you think you're a professional?
Well, it's like I'm talking to a 5-year-old right now.
Oh, now you're going to insult me.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding.
What's the process?
You know what? Okay. You know what? I'm going to submit paperwork that makes you lose your job.
I just want to talk to someone who can give me some answers. I'm not trying to argue at all.
I've given you several answers. I've told you you have to pay for your sick days, and also you have to do detention for each day that you miss.
I have to do a detention for each day I miss?
Yeah, you have to sit in detention.
I'm not planning on leaving at all until the end of the school year. I plan on keeping the school year. I was just saying I have a bunch of sick days still left over that I haven't used because I, you know, I haven't really used any sick days in the 2 years I've been here.
So you want a cookie?
So I was just curious. Okay.
I mean, look.
I'll talk to you then.
Do you want to get suspended?
For what?
For being a dick, basically. I mean, what do you think? You're owed money just because you weren't sick?
Say again?
You want to get expelled or something?
Expelled for what?
So why'd you put me on speaker? It's almost as if you're letting someone listen in on our call.
Yeah, because you're being a little unprofessional.
Well, who cares?
It's a guy from the district.
The district? What are you talking about?
What district?
Massachusetts, right? Philadelphia? Yeah.
Who are you talking to? I want his name. I want his name.
Not your name. Why are you cursing our teachers here? Who are you?
Well, who's this?
I don't have to tell you my name.
Oh, this isn't Evan?
I don't have to tell you my name.
Oh, is this not Evan? Am I not talking to Evan anymore?
We're recording the call, and we're going to make sure we call the school district.
You're going to call the cops?
Go to the technology room, and we will find out who you are.
Oh, not the technology room. Please, anything but that. No, listen, I'm Evan's brother. Oh, man. Teehee! That was amusing, I guess. That guy's going to be weirded out for the rest of the day, so mission accomplished. Tamika, you guys, did I call Tamika yesterday calling in regards to finding out what the starting salary is for a teacher's assistant? I know I tried to call her. Oh, yeah, she's a bus attendant. I can't remember if I got through. Let's just call her. Why not? Let's see what happens. Oh, wait, no, that was a wrong number. I remember now. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to call Tamika. Damn Google Docs. We have someone named Alan, or Alian, called for her clearances update. Can someone tell me, please, what is the clearance update? I need to pass this along to Alian.
Hello?
Hello, Alian?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the school district here in the HR department.
Yes.
And I needed to find out, do you have a student named Brad Carter?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he said he's not your student, but he goes to the same school. Do you happen to know him?
Who is this? Why are you calling about him?
Oh, well, okay. So this student, his name is Brad Carter, and he says he has a crush on you and was hoping that he could take you out on a date. So I was wondering if it's cool if I pass along your phone number to him. To the student. Is that a no or a yes? She hung up. That was Michael's idea from the chat room. Thanks, Michael, for getting me hung up on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
She's not going to pick up anymore. Guess Brad's not going to get lucky with that one. Support staff positions. Here, I want to do that one again. I want to try and set up a date with a student and see how it goes. Heisenberg's wants me to tell them if they don't support Trump, then they're communists. Nathan Atkins wants me to tell them, let them know that the school's actually setting the school on fire for the next fire drill. So make sure everyone takes the drill seriously. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I mean, it's hilarious.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Do I really want to call and threaten to set a school on fire? Probably not.
Hello?
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Steve from the school district and the HR department.
Yes.
And I was calling to find out if you know a student at your school. His name is Brad Carter.
Brad Carter?
Yeah, he's a student there.
I don't know. Brad Carter from what?
Yep, his name's Brad Carter. He goes to your school. He says, he called in here, he said he has a crush on you, and I was wanting to know if it's cool if I just give him your phone number so he can, you know, set up a date or whatever.
No, students can't have crush on teachers. I don't know any Brad Carter. Is this a joke? Somebody's calling from the school district?
No, it's not a joke at all. He just, I don't know, he seemed really smitten with you, and he wanted to know if he could have your phone number, and I didn't want to just give it to him, so I thought I'd clear it with you real quick.
No, because if you're calling from HR department, that wouldn't even be appropriate. So why would you call me?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's appropriate personally, but you know what you do in your spare time—that's your own business. As long as you don't do it on
what you're doing on
just don't
me, what you're doing in school district time is not appropriate because you're calling me on my personal cell phone, which I don't know how you receive this number.
Well, you
second
called.
Of all,
you
what's
called,
your name? What's your name?
My name is Roy. And like, it's listen, it's fine. Excuse Nobody's me. Judging you if you want to go on a date with this Brad kid.
Excuse me, Roy from where?
From the school district.
Roy from HR?
Yeah, from HR.
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Roy, what?
Gerbel, G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
Can you spell it?
G-H-E-R-B. J-H.
I'm sorry, spell it again.
J-H-E-R-B-I-L-E, like bile.
And you're Roy?
But, you know, it's totally legal for students to have a crush on teachers.
Excuse me.
It happens all the time.
Roy Gerbel. Excuse me, Roy.
Yes?
I don't know why you're calling me on my cell phone, because I don't even know how you got this number.
Because you called in here with your cell phone, dummy.
I called in to speak with Melissa, and can you please post me with her?
Oh, she's with her? Yeah, let me put you on hold. Just a minute, please. I'll transfer through. So that's a no.
I don't want her voicemail. I want her name.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I want to speak with her personally.
I'll yell down the hall, Melissa.
I'm tired of her voicemail.
I'll yell down the hall, Melissa. You pick up the fucking phone this time. She doesn't want your voicemail. I'm gonna yell that real quick. Hold on 1 second. Oh, I wanted to yell that. She hung up on me. Mars Gaming says I should have said she's on a date with a student right now, so she can't talk. But too late. It's Barbs wants me to tell a teacher that one of their students is actually an undercover agent working for the CIA. Okay, yeah, let's do that. This lady, I don't know what she wants. I don't think she's a teacher. Support staff positions, more info. That's all it says.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara?
Yeah.
Barbara? This is Roy from the school district, the HR department.
Yeah.
And I guess...
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I guess you called about some support staff positions?
I called, but then I put it online. I applied online.
Oh, I see. Okay, so... So you applied already? You figured it all out?
Yeah, I have a master's degree, and I was a librarian in a charter school, and I substitute taught.
Yep.
So right now I'm collecting tolls. So I really like to get back to you. So I'm actually a librarian.
Oh, I see.
So I very much I know there's no librarian positions available in the school district right now.
Yeah.
I didn't see any online anyway. But I think it would be very good as a support staff.
Yeah. We also have a position open for a creationism class. It's kind of like
what is it?
Creationism. It's kind of like the opposite of science, and we're going to be teaching creationism from the Bible.
Uh huh. I'm a very good teacher. I'm a good communicator, and I'm a good listener.
Okay.
And I have a good personality, so I tend to get along with a lot of people.
Oh, that's good.
And I kind of avoid situations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've been told. Yep. I have excellent recommendations from the charter schools that I worked at.
Well, the main thing we have to do is convince the students that the Earth is only 6,000 years old. That's the most important part of creationism.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this a full-time position?
Yeah, it's a full-time. We're replacing science with creationism, and the science teacher's mad about it. She doesn't want to teach creationism. Because she doesn't believe that. She thinks the Earth is older than 6,000 years. What an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep.
So, do I have to apply again online for that position?
No. I can just check the box on here that you're interested in teaching creationism.
Okay. Neil, I don't have my teacher cert.
Ah, fuck it. We don't care.
I did take the practice test. I did take it and pass.
Oh, good enough. Hey, I'll just I don't know if you can... Maybe slip me $20. I can just write in here that you do have your cert. You know, just stop by the office and hand me $20. Like, shake my hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just check the box.
So, when are you hiring?
Well, you know, not this year, but starting in September, we're hiring for that creationism class. Can't seem to find anyone for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach about talking snakes and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
So they wouldn't be hiring until September.
Right, yeah, there's no summer school for the creationism class.
Uh-huh. Are they hiring now for support staff?
Fuck if I know, you know? I don't know. Fuck if I know.
All right, well, keep me in mind then.
Okay, honey baby, sweetie pie. I'll see you soon with that $20. Hold on, you guys. I have a phone call. All right, so you're here for what?
We're here for a house tour.
A house tour. Where are you at?
We are at the office, the townhomes. Oh. Hey.
Hey. Hello? What? That was weird. Should I call him back? It was the wrong number. I think he was trying to get shown a... I think he thought I was a realtor or something. Okay, whatever. I don't care. He just hangs up on me. Why'd he do that? Why is he like, hey? The hell was that? Okay. I don't want to call him back. Let's see. Oh, I talked to this lady. Gosh darn it. All the heck. I'd like to do some kind of undercover agent thing. It's Barb's, but I don't know. I don't know how to really do that exactly. I could try. Voluntary transfer and was site selected for principal sent the form, resent the email. I don't know. Can't understand this one. Okay, I'll try and say we've got a undercover student. Voluntary transfer.
Hello?
Hello, Maurice?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the school district in the HR department.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know they're going to be putting a new student in your class. And he's an undercover, he's a DEA agent.
Okay.
But you're going to have to just kind of pretend he's a regular student. He's 45 years old.
Okay.
And yep, he's going to be starting on Monday. He's going to be starting on Monday. You just have to treat him like any other student. Like you can yell at him and hit him and everything. What was that?
The principal knows about this?
No, we can't let the principal know. Nope. This is very hush-hush. He's not going to have any... This kid's not going to have paperwork or anything, because that would be fraud. So just treat him normal and give him assignments. Can you give him all A's, though? Also, you're going to have to be careful around him, because last year... last year he broke his hip. So, you know,
okay.
If you rough him up, don't like throw him on the ground or tase him or anything. Just you know.
Who is this I'm talking to?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I am from the HR department.
Roy Gerbel.
Yep.
Okay, so how do you spell your last name?
With letters from the alphabet. Durr. Come on, you're a teacher. You don't know this shit.
Roy Gerbel.
Yep.
Roy, what do you mean I don't know this shit? I'm trying to get you to spell your last name.
For what reason? I mean, I work here. Just call.
I don't know who the hell I'm talking to. You talking about what the hell you mean? I don't know this shit. How do you spell your last name?
Hey, don't curse at me, motherfucker. My last name is spelled Gher. Oh, he hung up. Okay, all right. Shilpa calling because pharmacist says $30 for an RX. I remember trying to call this lady, but I don't think she picked up. Heisenberg wants me to do a hang up the phone.
Hello, this is an interpreted call connecting you with your caller now.
Okay.
The line is ringing. I'll let you know when it's been answered.
Oh, if that answering machine picks up again, I'm going to lose it. So how you doing?
The line is still ringing. I'll let you know when it's been answered.
Yeah, but until then, how you doing?
Waiting for the line to answer. It's still ringing. You're at ring 5 now.
Well, that's more of a what are you doing? I was asking how you doing. God, you suck at small talk.
The line has gone to an answering machine. Would you leave a like to leave a message or call back at another time?
I heard you curse at me in sign language, and I don't appreciate it.
The caller has left them leaving a message. Would you like to leave a message or disconnect?
Yeah. Well, how does that work? Like, you leave a message with sign language?
You're leaving your message now.
Oh, hey, lady.
And I will interpret it.
Hey, Shilpa. Shilpa, listen, you motherfucker. I want my money. No, I'm just kidding, Shilpa. You don't owe me money. I owe you money. I'm just kidding. Don't leave this message. Can you hit the buttons where I don't leave the message?
And this message was left through Sorenson Video Relay Service, Interpreter 3731.
Hit cancel.
Your message has been left. There's no way to cancel.
Fuck! Fuck, shit! All right, well, thank you, ma'am. Oh, she's gone. Yeah, I'm a little confused about that. She said it's left by video, but I reached her machine. So her machine picks up and can see video of an interpreter doing sign language? Which doesn't make sense. I mean, why would anyone do that? Can the lady not read? She can't just do text messaging? It's very confusing. All right. Crystal. Let's call Crystal.
Hello?
Hello, Crystal? Hello, Crystal? What? Maybe I called her yesterday. She's like, oh crap, this guy again. Oh man, here's a good one. But we can't call it. Want to confirm if sabbatical received for September. But it's Pamela again. We've talked to her. She's called in several times now. She needs to, you know, quit harassing people. This guy's position, it just says he's a cleaner. What does that mean? Wouldn't that be called a janitor?
Hello?
Hi, is Richard there?
No, he's in work.
What? Oh, okay. When's he get home?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the school district.
He gets home around 7:15
okay.
At night.
All right. Okay. Wow, that's really late. What's he
do?
What's
he
do there?
The latest. Excuse me.
What's he do there?
He's a custodian.
Ah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just have them contact him there, I guess.
Okay.
So hang up the phone.
Okay.
Hang it up. Hang it up right
bye
now.
Bye.
No, you hang up that phone.
Okay.
No, hang it up. Quit talking to me. Just hang up. She hung up. I win. It says on here he's a cleaner. let's see. Okay, let's call Nicholas. Ah, what is this one? Spoke with Nancy, said they need the FBI clearance to transfer to records. Or wait, no, they need FBI clearance. I think I'm going to delete this one. I don't want to mess with the FBI clearance. Here's one from an elementary school. Should I tell her that a student has a crush on her? Oh, and I need to read something I saw in the chat room a minute ago. Oh, yeah, here. Captain Technology. He says, while talking to a teacher, pretend that you are cursing to someone in the office. That sounds like fun. I'd love to yell at someone in the office. Ah, crap. Hold on. Let's call Rosalind.
Hello?
Oh, shit. Hello, Rosalind?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi there. This is Roy from the HR department at the school district.
Uh-huh.
And I understand you had some problems. Some questions about medical coverage.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Woo! Okay. This way. You said what, ma'am?
Who, me?
What'd you say?
Am I on speaker?
I'm sorry. I was trying to put the umbrella down.
Oh, the umbrella. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm calling from the HR department of the school district. You had some questions about your medical coverage?
I had some questions about it.
Well, that's what it says on here. Did you have some questions about the medical coverage?
For myself?
Yeah.
Well, what is my coverage? I never called you all, but maybe I did.
It says you called on the 10th, 3 days ago.
Okay.
Were you high
what
on
is my coverage?
It looks... Oh, can you hold on 1 second?
Chad!
Thank you, baby.
Cut it the fuck out. I'm on the fucking phone, Chad.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. 32 didn't come yet, baby.
Who are you yelling at?
31 and 30.
Quit out yelling me. You're ruining the joke.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Are you in class right now?
No. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Where are you at right now?
What you saying? I'm here. Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Oh, are you in the school right now?
Am I what?
Are you in the school right now?
Why does that matter?
Well, I was hoping you could put your phone on speaker so I could address the students. Just for
address
fun.
Address what students?
Anyone that's around in the area. I want to make an announcement.
What kind of announcement you want to make? And you're calling me. Why do the students have to know about what I'm doing?
I thought it'd be funny, you know.
Huh?
I just thought it'd be funny, you know. Like, I thought it'd be funny.
What's going to be funny?
If just put me on speaker and you'll see.
I got you on speaker.
Oh, really? Can you turn up the volume? All the way?
Let me hang up. This is not a serious phone call, and I don't have time to play with you.
I need to tell you about your medical coverage. Your medical coverage.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay, here, let me...
I can call down to the system and find out myself.
Well, here, let me...
Because I've never called...
I pulled up here on my computer... let's see. Nope, you don't have any. That's what it says here. No medical coverage for you.
Who is this? Who's playing with me? Okay.
Playing?
Hello?
I'm not playing. What are you talking about? Okay, so the yelling didn't work out. Whoever suggested that. Sound effects aren't loud enough. I'm sorry, you guys. Let me turn it down a little bit. Anyone whose headphones I blew out with that, contact me. I'll send you a new pair. Okay, Heisenberg. Heisenberg wins the next call. He says the next caller needs to have a gender change to keep their jobs. And I assume that is, keep up the quota, the male to female ratio. Makes sense to me. So let's tell Dion. She needs to get a sex change. Apparently that's OM's idea. Stolen. Somebody kick Heisenberg out for stealing. Darla is calling in regards to her clearances being submitted.
Hello?
Hi, Darla?
Yes.
Hey, Darla. This is Roy from the HR department at the school district.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know we're having some issues with the male-to-female ratio thing in the school.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to keep your job here, you're going to have to get a sex change because we need more males.
Okay, what kind of practical joke is this?
No, it's not a practical joke. It's just, we have to have a certain ratio of everything.
Okay, well, that won't be happening, so I guess I'll be looking for a new job.
Well, I guess you will.
Okay.
Who's that yelling in the
Thank
background?
You for calling.
Who's yelling in the background?
Nobody's yelling in the background.
Oh, is that just our TV up super loud?
Your name is again?
This is Roy from the HR department.
What's your last name, Roy?
Do you just have the TV blaring really loud? Is that what it is?
What's your last name, Roy? You called my phone. Why are you worried about what's going on where I'm at?
It just seems so loud there. Are you okay? Do you need help or anything?
I'm fine.
Okay.
That's the order of business that you had to tell me that I need to get a sex change to keep my job. Is that it?
Pretty much. It sounds like there's like a terrorist in the background. Just
okay.
Yelling.
Well, you have a nice day, okay?
All right. You too.
Thank you.
Bye, honey, baby.
All right.
Bye-bye. Etza wants me to say another teacher saw you licking the food inside the fridge and putting it back in the teacher's lounge. All right. Let's go to the next one. Caller's position, home care, calling in regards to be putting in an application for school police last year. Hasn't heard anything and wants to know about application advice to speak with Danielle. Let's tell her she's hired if she can be a man. Her name is Aisha.
Hello.
Hello, Aisha.
Hi.
Hi there. This is Roy from the HR department with the school district.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Not too bad. I understand you're interested in applying for the school police position.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we have a problem here. We have too many females working, and we have to keep a certain female to male ratio. So we can hire you, but you're going to have to dress like a man and tell everyone that you're a man. And I mean, you don't have to actually get a sex change. You just if you can dress like a man and cut your hair, and you might need to change your name.
Well, if the money right, I'll go for it.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear. I think you're as good as hired at this point. As long as you can just if you let anyone know you're a woman, that's going to mess up our ratio, and we'll probably just fire you out of spite. Do you have a fake beard?
Yeah, I could grow one.
Oh, that'd be great. Yep. That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Should drink a bottle of estrogen tonight with your dinner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. We'll see you in September. You start on September 4th.
All righty.
All righty. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. That lady was too nice.
Hey, Brad, it's Curbs.
Hey, Curbs.
Right now we're all standing around a bonfire in the middle of the forest. Took us about an hour to get here on bike.
Stoners.
We're all standing around listening to your show. It's amazing. We're all laughing, starting a fire. It's kind of working. All right, pass it on.
Is it like a building that you've set on fire? I hope it's a building. I hope it's a phone company.
Yeah, this old ruins down here in Cambridge.
Oh, they're passing the phone around. That's great.
Which is awesome. This is Lethal Dylan, too, from GTA.
Oh, shit. I remember
you. Love listening to your show. You're fucking awesome.
I remember playing GTA with you once for some reason. I don't know why I remember that.
All right. Here's my... Oh, my girlfriend doesn't want to say anything.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, nice save. Making me think that you have a girlfriend. Oh, she just doesn't feel like talking. That's what it is. My girlfriend is totally real.
Yeah, so hopefully you keep going on the shows. I support you on both the things.
Aww.
I'm expecting lots of shows. I mean, I share them all the time. I shouldn't say I'm expecting them. But
I'm
they're
trying.
Awesome. Keep going.
Awesome!
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 This message was left at 4:20. Local time for them.
Hey, Brad.
Hey there.
I hope you're sitting down. If you are not sitting down, you should definitely
I'm
sit down.
I'm always sitting.
Right now, because what I'm going to tell you.
That's why I'm so fat.
It's going to change everything.
Okay.
I am the real Olga. The other Olga that has been calling into the show, she's an imposter. I will call you soon to follow up and discuss what we need to do.
I knew it. I was always suspicious of her. All these years, Olga's been a fake. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. I'll be sure to block fake Olga's number. Although she hasn't called in a while, so maybe she knows we're on tour.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
So, a while ago, I remember that video that you came out with about the Taco Bell pranks.
Yep.
In it, you had footage of you and your friend sitting down, and you had some sort of device set up where you could sit at, like, long distance and prank them. I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that, because I like many
others. Do you by chance have a toaster?
I just fell into the whole... crystal out of a toaster, Frank, and
damn it.
I didn't like that too much, Brad. I didn't like that.
You fell for it?
So, yeah,
wait, what?
I like many others fell into the whole crystal out of a toaster.
You did
Frank,
fall for it. That's awesome.
I didn't like that too much, Brad. I didn't like that.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, have fun answering this, you stupid hobo. Bad show. Deal with it.
I'm definitely having fun laughing at you for taking apart a toaster because I made a prank video. For those who don't know, about, I don't know, 10 years ago, I made a video on how to use a radio to take over the fast food frequency headset things. So you could sit there in the parking lot and you could fuck with customers as they pulled up to the fast food. Because me and some friends did that a bunch in the early 2000s. We were using ham radios, which was, by the way, it was a Yaesu radio, VX7. That's the answer to your question. It was a VX7. It was modified. It's a very easy mod to do. But anyway, after we made that video, everybody's asking, how do you do that? I want to do that. That looks like fun. I want to do it. So I made a fake video where you take apart any old CB radio, and then you take apart a toaster, and you take this component out of your toaster, and you put it into the CB radio, and that magically makes your radio take over fast food frequencies. And, of course, it was all bullshit, but it fooled a ton of people. It got featured on FARC, and I think on Make Magazine's blog, and a few others. Like, for maybe 5 hours, it went viral, and then they figured it out and took it down. And the other day, I was working on the PLA Wiki, which is located at phonelosers.org/wiki, and everyone should go there and help me, edit it and stuff. But I was adding descriptions for shows in 2010, The Phone Show, and it was the very first show that Carlito, when he first moved to our network. And The Phone Show was more of a call-in show than a prank show. So this guy calls in, and he told us all about how he took his toaster apart and his CB radio, and he couldn't get it to work, and he was looking for advice. And we fucked with him for a while, and then we finally let him in on the joke. And he wasn't amused. He wasn't angry either. He just sounded sad and bummed out that he just wasted a bunch of money buying a toaster and a CB radio. And it really brought down the show. Made everybody really sad, but it was still somewhat hilarious. So basically, some prank video I made about 8 years ago has caused people all over the country, all over the world maybe even, I don't know, to take apart their toasters and buy CB radios. And most people have a sense of humor about it. They'll email me and say, oh, you got me, motherfucker. But I'm sure I've pissed a lot of people off with that one. Oh, and by the way, a lot of the drive-thru headsets, they've gone digital or they're up on a frequency where the Yaesu doesn't work anymore. So you're just going to have to do some research around your local area, see what kind of frequencies your fast food places are running on to see if it's even possible. I haven't really looked into stuff like this much in the past 10 years, so I don't know what's going on with fast food things these days. All I know is when I go to a fast food drive-up thing, their headsets look pretty modern these days. They have blue LEDs, and, you know, blue LED, that means modern. So I'm going to guess it's not as easy as it used to be, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Hey, Brad, it's Mr. Boogaloo. So I have an idea, and I know how much you love ideas there. So, okay.
I've got an idea for you. How about a new cell phone?
You call in somebody, and you say, you're resurrecting the devil, and you need some more pig's blood or ghost blood.
I can't even understand you. Your phone is the hoboiest of all the hobo phones.
Texas. Send me the Kevin Durant card that Carlos promised me you'd send me.
What?
It's a PSA 9 2013-14 gold all panini. I really would like that card. He told me that you promised that you would send me the card.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I'll get that in the mail today since I have your address and all that. I'll get right on that as soon as the show's over.
I'm listening to the April 5th, 2015 show of The Madhouse Live, and Gloria was on it talking about a call that you and her did where she got a guy to throw chicken at someone, and the employee got back on the phone and said, hey, what is up with this guy? And she says, he just got out of an insane asylum. We're coming to pick him up. Can you restrain him and just keep him there for us? And I really, really, really would love to find that call. If you have no idea where it is, I figure, you know, one of your millions of listeners would be able to find it. Yeah, that'd be great.
I have no idea where that call is. I know it's in a snowplow show. I know I played the call on a snowplow show, probably right around the same time as that, back in early 2015. And you know what would be really great? Wouldn't it be great if there was just a place where we could all go in together and edit the show notes together and put a bunch of details about every show that were searchable, so anytime you wanted to find anything, you could just type it into a box, and it would be right there. The show that Gloria got a guy to throw things at employees, throw bread rolls or whatever she did. It was a funny call, and I don't know where to find it, but... Oh wait, we have something like that. It's phonelosers.org/wiki. W-I-K-I. You can go in there and sign up for an account and start making show notes yourself. And that way, when somebody wants to find something, they can find it through a search box. And so far, a few of you have been awesome about editing the wiki and adding new things to it. And I'm really hoping it will be a really good resource one of these days for people to find calls that they're looking for, since people are constantly asking me about specific calls and where to find them. And I never know. I know one of you guys will know, so if you know where you can find the Gloria call, just post it in the comments on YouTube or phonelosers.org or wherever. Or you could just listen to every show in 2015 while you're logged into the wiki and take detailed notes on everything you hear. That'd be great. Hey, look, here's a voicemail from Gloria. Maybe she has the answer for us.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. Listen, whenever you call somebody and you're like, hey, I'm at your house right now, and then they're like, hey, but I'm inside my house. The prank isn't over yet. Just say to them, oh, no, you misheard me. We're coming tomorrow to take your roof off.
What was I thinking?
We can't cancel
the
order.
Stupid me.
We're going to do it. It's going to be, we're going to come right when we see you leave your house. We're going to come to your house and tear off your fucking roof. So that means they have to stay home from work. And they have to wait for you all day with a shotgun in their hand. So
yep.
The prank is not over if they say they're inside the house. Think a little bit, Brad.
Sorry.
Become creative like you are, stupid motherfucker. Okay, bye.
I wish I was as great of a prankster as you are, Gloria. Someday I'll get there. I hope. Let's see. One more voicemail. We'll do Corbin Guy. Here's Corbin Guy.
Hey, dear Brad. It's Corbin. Hey, give me a call. Something I came across on my Facebook.
Corbin's on his meds today.
Recently. It was Frankie McDowell. Yay! Hey. The weatherman. We haven't heard much of him in recent shows.
I know.
Any sort of weather tornadoes? Should I charge my iPad or...
I'm betting, you know, it's always safe to do that.
...in rice or something? I mean, is bad weather coming? Yay! Come on. Let's find some local weather. That'd be good to add. Wouldn't it?
Of course it would. Yeah, let's listen to some Frankie right now. Oh, great. Now he's peeing. All right, let me go find Frankie. I love how you can just type in Frankie Weather into YouTube, and there he is. What is all this? He's making joke videos now. Guy tries to eat 100 hot dogs all at once. I'm sure that's hilarious. Cloudy with a chance of apple pie. Frankie McDonald dancing during May 2016. Frankie McDonald dancing, then eating banana. Frankie, what happened to you? You used to be such a serious weatherman. How to protect yourself from the heat wave. Oh, there we go. It's going to get hot soon. Let's find out how to protect ourselves against a heat wave.
Here's my advice for how to protect yourself from the heat wave. I recommend drink lots of water, drink lots of fluids. That's one. Number two,
charge your iPads, everyone. That'll protect you.
Okay. Number three, head to the nearest beach and go swimming as possible and head to the swimming pool as possible to get cooled off during the heat waves. Number four, limit your outdoor activities such as playing outdoor sports, biking, walking, and running. Number five, don't walk too far because you can get dehydrated. I recommend people to drink lots of...
I wish he would have just fallen over right at that part, like he would walk too far. Damn it. Take my own advice.
Water and fluids. I'm Frankie McDonald.
I love Frankie McDonald. Let's see what this baseball tournament is going to happen in Iowa on Saturday.
This is Frankie McDonald, my old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major baseball tournament is going to happen on Saturday, May the 28th, 2016. It's going to be a lot of baseball teams in the baseball tournament in Iowa,
okay.
Especially
right.
Minnesota Iceman.
Bye,
baseball
Frankie.
Club.
That's
it's
nice.
Gonna bring.
That's great.
A lot of baseball players.
He's like smiling because he's being so funny. I'm sorry, Corbin, if you wanted to hear a real weather report, but at least you know how to protect yourself from the heat wave, because we have lots of heat waves here in Oregon. And you know about the baseball tournament that's going to happen in Iowa, so that's useful. Guy tries to eat 50 burritos at once. A guy dancing and then raining blueberry pies. A guy tries to eat 50 apple pies at once. I liked Frankie better when he just did the weather. But if any of you want to go visit Frankie McDonald's YouTube page, it's youtube.com/dogsandwolves. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, and you can get the weather from Frankie. All right, let's get back to the live show. I bet a lot of you have tuned out already because I did the voicemails in the middle of the show without telling you, so you probably thought the show was over and tuned out. So let's take a moment to just laugh at those guys that did that. I totally pranked them and made them stop listening to the show. But you're still here, so get ready to enjoy the rest of the show. I think there's another 30 minutes left of the live show. So here it is. Here is the rest of the live show from Friday. By the way, it's not Friday anymore. It took me forever to put the show together, but we're still going to pretend it's Friday. Okay, Benjamin wants me to encourage people to vote for Trump, or they're fired. Or I can tell her she can only have the job if she votes for Trump. Oh my god.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay, I need to confirm something here, because this is funny, even though she's not picking up. Ah, it's not in Facebook, damn it. Anyway, this teacher's name, her last name, and this could be a misspelling by the person that answered the phone, but her last name is Fluck. I would love to have had a teacher named Fluck. That would have been hilarious in grade school.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Fuck?
Yes.
Hey, Mrs. Fuck, I'm calling from the HR department from the school district.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like you were wanting to transfer to another school.
No, I have. I slate selected for.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to let you go to because I'm refusing the transfer. I just put it in the computer.
I'm already at. This is my school.
Yeah, I know. I was just. So, what were you calling about then, Mrs. Fuck?
No, I called the other day. I had to speak to somebody. But I spoke to someone already about it.
Oh, they said you needed to be called back.
No, I've talked to somebody.
Have you heard about the mandatory voting policy that we have now?
No.
Okay, well, just so you know, you are contractually obligated to vote for Donald Trump this year. So you'll need to bring in proof of voting, for the next school year when you come in.
Okay.
You do vote, right?
Yeah, I did the primary already.
Oh, okay. Did you vote for Trump?
That's actually a personal preference, I'd rather not say.
Well, no, it's not personal anymore. If you're a teacher, you have to disclose who you vote for, and if you don't vote for Trump, you're out of here.
Is that right?
That's right. Our country needs all the help it can get. And this this is how we're going to do it. You have to vote for Trump.
Yeah, no.
He's gonna
fix like Trump.
Everything.
So yeah.
Yeah. So you did vote vote for Trump in the primaries?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. Okay. So you can keep your job. I'm serious. It's not a laughing matter.
All right.
Yep. What's it like being an elementary teacher with the last name of Fuck?
I don't use it. I use my initial.
You're like Mrs. F or something?
Stop. Put it down.
Yeah, you...
Miss J. Yeah, they call me Miss J.
Oh, Miss J, okay. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Hey, if you put that kid on the phone real quick, I'll make him sit down. I'll tell him a thing or two.
They're ready for dismissal.
I'm a child psychologist in my spare time, and I will tell I will tell that little fucker what to do. So I guess you don't want to put him on the phone then?
Marcus!
Hey, can you tell Marcus to shut the fluck up?
Give me it.
Ma'am? Oh, she's... Thank you, 142 Mooses. Shut that kid the fluck up. That was awesome. Oh, man, I can't believe she's voting for Trump. I mean, not that I give a shit about elections and stuff. It just seems like a really bad idea. It's Barbs wants me to tell the teacher they're now sponsored by Sharpie. They can no longer use pens or pencils. They must always use Sharpies.
Hi, this is Brianna.
I think that's a great idea. I think that should happen for real at a school. Calling in regards to their clearances, improper use of the word there, by the way.
Hello?
Hello, Carlette?
Yes.
Hi there, this is Roy from the HR department at the school district.
Yes.
And we just needed to make sure you're going to be voting this year for president.
Yes, I'm wondering, did y'all receive my clearances?
Yeah, we got the clearances. Don't even worry about it, though.
So I don't have to come Monday?
Oh, no, we're talking about the president first. Did you vote for Trump in the primaries?
No, I didn't.
Ah, that's going to be a problem. When it comes voting time, you have to vote for Trump for president of the United States. Otherwise, we're going to have to let you go. And I'll never...
Oh,
it's just a new policy here with the school district. Everyone has to vote for Trump. We're trying to fix the country.
You don't even sound right, sir. Who is this again?
What do you mean I don't sound right? I mean,
how can you tell me who to vote for?
Well, my name is Roy. I'm with the school district and the HR department. It's just a new policy.
Yes.
It's not my personal policy, so you don't need to get all
snippy. I didn't
snippy.
Receive no letter about no policy that I got to vote for Trump.
That's why I'm calling you, dummy. So just when the elections come around.
Dummy?
Yeah, you're being a dummy.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the HR department. I think I might have mentioned that before.
Yeah, okay, Roy, but you have a good day, because I don't appreciate you calling me no dummy. Now I don't have to vote for Trump if I don't want to.
Oh, yes, you do, or otherwise you're out of a job.
Okay, well, you have a good day.
Oh, you have a good day. Enjoy your last days of employment. And you know what? Oh, darn it. I didn't get to play my typing sound effects. I was going to fix her clearance records. Show her a thing or two. This place, site selection, was not supposed to be a forced transfer. Whatever that means.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Vinette?
Speaking.
Hey, Vinette. This is Roy from the HR department at the school district.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know, are you voting this year? We need to find out if you're voting for president.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have a new policy here at the district. You're going to need to vote for Trump this year and bring in proof that you voted for Trump before the start of the next school year. Otherwise, we're going to have to let you go.
Oh, my goodness. Really? That's how easy it is?
Yeah, pretty much. So if you like your job, then definitely vote for Trump and bring in some proof.
Okay, what kind of proof would you like?
Take a picture inside the voting booth of which one you're voting for.
But how would you know that was my picture?
Oh, so you're going to try and be sneaky about it. I see. Okay, I'm gonna put a note about that on your account here.
Okay.
Just it's up to you who you want to vote for, but if you like your job, it's got to be Trump.
Okay, well, I will definitely take that into consideration, and yeah. I'll take a picture. Hey, you know what? I'm going to take a selfie of my face with my vote on.
Oh,
there.
That's a good idea.
Now,
put your face
in
there.
Does that come with a raise?
No.
And
it's just, it comes with. Look, Trump made a donation to our school, to the district, so this is how we're repaying him. So everyone needs to vote for Trump.
Oh,
and you're not,
okay, but that doesn't come with my contract?
No. It basically does. It just, you know, we're just going to fire you if you don't vote for Trump.
And will I be able to collect unemployment?
No. We'll set it up so that doesn't happen.
Ah, okay.
We'll harass you into quitting. But you're not going to get extra money.
It won't take much. It won't take much harassment.
Okay.
Let me know when it's coming.
So. Yeah, I guess you're used to it if you work at that school. I know
what school?
Yeah, the Potter. I know what they're like.
Well, that's kind of insulting.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just my personal opinion. I think it's a shitty school.
Oh, well, you know what? We all have opinions, don't we?
That's true. But, you know, if you don't vote for Trump, your opinion's going to get you fired.
Okay, well, I will take that under serious advisement. And I will think, how much do I just love my job and how much do I love my country? It's a tough sell, but
yep.
I guess we'll see in November.
Yep. Also,
and who should I email it to?
Just, you know, the HR department. You've got the email.
And no one.
We're going to need you also to build a wall around your classroom to keep out the Mexicans.
Well, that's going to be hard.
Or do you already have one by chance?
No, I have a white picket fence.
Oh, that's racist, ma'am. Why does it have to be white?
I have a white picket fence.
Why does it have to be white? Why does it have to be a white picket fence?
Because that was the color that they had downstairs.
How convenient. All right,
hey,
well,
beggars can't be choosers.
You disgust me. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, you do that.
All right, well, have a nice day, ma'am.
Okay, you too.
Vote for Trump. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Damn nice people. The building the wall to keep out the Mexicans, that was someone's chat room idea. So, you know, they're the racists, not me. Actually, I guess that's Trump's idea, but still. Jim Bob the Impaler wants me to do a call about an upper decker. All right, we're going to do it. It's upper decker time. Oh, I just got a message in the chat room. XYZ tweeted, if you don't end the show in 25 minutes, he will quit prank calls forever, like a little bitch. So, I don't care, you know? This is the new world, XYZ. Civil War time. I'm already at war with Laugh Track Matt and Zax. And you're next. I can do shows whenever the fuck I want. I'm not on a network anymore. Who do you think you are? I'm going to do my show until exactly 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. Yep. What do you think of that, XYZ? What you going to do about it?
Hello?
Hello, Rihanna?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the HR department at the school district.
Okay.
It's hard to hear you. Are you on speaker or something?
No.
Oh, well, is your phone just some weird hobo phone that's hard to hear?
What is the reason for your phone call?
Can you say that a little bit louder?
What is the reason for your phone call?
You called in a few days ago. You wanted to speak with Linda?
No, I don't want to speak with nobody.
Well, why'd you call for then?
I didn't call. I have a good day.
You did two call. It says right here. Oh, I think I may have talked to her yesterday, because it said she's in the food store. Oh, yeah, I definitely did. I remember her now. She was the lunch lady. I think she's the one I made a bunch of unfunny comments about Sloppy Joe's or something. A classroom assistant wants to know where to send her clearances. What the hell's a clearance, you guys? Is that just like the child molestation forms and all that? That's probably what it is. Drug tests.
Hello.
Hello, Desiree?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy from the HR department at the school district.
Yes.
And we had a complaint about you. One of the other teachers says you keep leaving upper deckers in the toilet.
Excuse me?
One of the other teachers, they're saying you're leaving upper deckers in the toilet, in the bathroom. And that's gross.
What is that?
An upper decker, that's when you take the lid off of the toilet up on the top, you know, the top tank, and you poop in that part.
That works.
The janitor is getting so annoyed with that. You got to cut that out, okay? You're not in any trouble.
You got the wrong person. Look, first of all, you got the wrong person, okay?
All right. I don't think so. Yes, several do. People.
Yeah, well, I think so. Well, if you got a problem, you come see me in there, all right? Come see me.
No, I'm trying to resolve it with the phone call.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
How dare you call my phone up to insult me like that? You don't know me like that.
No, I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying, please stop pooping.
Oh, yes, you are. You don't even know me like that. Who said what and when?
Ma'am, we have cameras in the...
Well, bring them to me. Bring them to me so they can say it to my face, okay?
Ma'am, we have cameras in the bathroom, so we know it
was... Yeah, well, okay. Show me.
I'm watching the video of it right now.
Oh, well, come show me. Come show me.
And it's disgusting. Ew, gross.
Yeah, well, come show me, okay?
Okay.
Come show me.
Ma'am, are you on a cell phone or a home phone?
I'm still at the job, but come show me, okay?
So you're on a cell phone?
And what's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm from the HR department.
Okay, well, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Yeah, can I see?
I'm going to have the VHS tape delivered to your classroom tomorrow. Or, on Monday.
Okay.
Yep, and then you'll see.
Okay.
And then you'll stop pretending you didn't do it.
Okay.
Yep.
Very well.
And then after you see it, I'm going to call back and you have to apologize to me.
Oh, I doubt that very seriously.
Oh, yes, you will. I mean, you have to.
I thought that very seriously because you got the wrong person.
It's the right thing to do. Hey, who's all those people in the background?
You got the wrong person, okay?
Ma'am, can you tell
us... You got the wrong person.
Ma'am.
You want to see me in court? Okay, let's go with it.
Listen, ma'am, can you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up? It's really loud. She hung up. If she fishes it out herself, she's not in trouble. Why didn't you wipe? Yeah, I should have said that. stop stealing soap from the soap dispenser. I should tell them we know they've been stealing toilet paper. That's more realistic. God, that lady's phone was awful. Hobo phone. I want to do that. Somebody suggested yesterday that I should ask them how many words they can text while driving a bus. I love all of the ideas in the chat room, you guys. They're hilarious. That's the best part of the show, is just watching the chat room and all the crazy ideas coming through. It's too bad I don't see half of them. Hey, only 15 minutes, you guys, until XYZ quits prank calls forever. He's gonna go join Death Fox. Caitlin Jones says the next teacher needs to coordinate a visit from Carrot Top.
Hello?
Hi, Brittany?
Yes?
Hey, Brittany, it's Roy from the HR department with the school district.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, we've had several complaints about you leaving Upper Deckers in the bathroom.
Say that again?
We've had a few complaints about you leaving Upper Deckers in the bathroom, in the teacher's bathroom.
Leaving what?
Upper Deckers. You know when you take the lid off of the tank and you poop in there? And we just need you to cut that out. Can you please stop doing that?
I don't ever do that.
Oh, no. We have a security camera in there because of you. And we have it on video now. So you're busted. We have it on video now. We have a video of you doing that in the teacher's bathroom, and we don't appreciate it. You need to cut that out. The janitor's
what
getting,
are you talking about?
The janitor's getting very upset because he keeps having to fish out your poop, your floating turd things. So just please stop doing that. That's gross. That was not funny at all. All right. I wonder if they're going to have, like, just a big announcement at every school. Like morning announcements over the loudspeaker. We understand... one of our students is pranking all the teachers. Lead food service worker wants to make an appointment to see Melissa. Needs to make an appointment about something that happened. Was told not to come down there and make an appointment. Spoke to Melissa directly. We'll call her back. And she needs a follow-up, it says. This sounds serious. I mean, maybe she had an altercation with the coach from yesterday. They pinned each other down in the field or in the cafeteria or something.
Hello?
Hello, Valerie?
Yes.
Hello, this is Roy from the HR department with the school district.
Yes.
And, oh, you sound depressed. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, that's good. We've just had some complaints that you keep making the pizzas rectangular. And do you think you could stop doing that and make the pizzas round like they're supposed to be?
I'm in a satellite school.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but when you do the pizzas, we've had some complaints, like Milk Brain. He says you've been making the pizzas rectangular. But you have to make those round. Pizzas are supposed to be round.
Wait a minute. I'm in a satellite school. They come square.
No,
okay?
But you need to cut it into a circle and then just throw it.
I'm not a satellite plus.
Okay, but, you know, just cut it into a circle and just throw the excess away in the trash. You know, all the edges.
I'm an AB day.
Right, yeah.
I'm an AB day, 620.
Yep, I know.
I don't have no cutter.
Oh, well, you're going to have to go to Kmart and buy one. Or I mean, we might provide you one. I'm sorry?
Well, I never knew that I was supposed to make the pieces round.
Yeah, just ask for a pair of ask for a pair of scissors and just cut the pieces into a circle.
So when they come in frozen, you want me to take that square box and make them round?
Yes, please. Just take a carpenter's knife or something and just cut those sides off.
Okay. Are you sure? I'm not being funny. I'm not. You know, trying to say you didn't get the. But the principal never came to me, and I'm an AB day, the main build, and I serve third graders to eighth grade.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the principal, the principal, he's like saying he was tired of dealing with you after that whole Upper Decker incident. So he just asked.
My principal is Karen White.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That's the one.
And I never had an Upper Decker. I never had an Upper Decker incident with her.
Yeah. Oh no. The thing with the employee, the teacher's bathroom, where you kept leaving Upper Deckers.
No, that wasn't me. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? Where you open up the
I only been there since January.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yep, you're definitely the right person.
I've been in the Upper...
Yeah, they were saying you kept leaving Upper Deckers in the teacher's restroom.
I don't go in the teacher's restroom.
Well, you know, just the restroom. Like, you can't leave Upper Deckers in any restroom.
I don't go in the teacher's restroom.
Okay,
this is what I'm trying to say.
This is old news. You know, this doesn't matter. I just wanted to make sure you start cutting the pizzas into circles. Or at the very least, pentagrams. I mean octagons, not pentagrams. Sorry, someone in the chat room.
Okay. I mean, when I get back to school Monday, I'm definitely going to go to Miss White and see what you're talking about. Because I'm not the one that leads the one with the Upper Deckers. I'm not the one that does that. That's not me.
That's not what I'm calling about. Also, did they tell you that Monday is a casual Monday? It's like a Mexican celebration, casual. Like, you need to get a cactus costume and dress up like a cactus. All the cafeteria workers are doing that.
No, they didn't tell me that.
Yep. Do you have a cactus costume by chance?
No, I don't.
Huh, okay. Well, they might be able to provide you one, but if you could go by a costume shop, pick one up, maybe we'll try and reimburse you on Monday.
Okay. Who is this again?
My name is Roy from the HR department. So they're telling me, Mr. Fan, he's telling me that you're going to need to attend a mandatory geometry class to learn, learn the difference between a square and a circle. Yep. So we're going to send you paperwork for that so you can get started on that. It's a really easy class. It just takes one semester.
Geometry for what? Why am I taking geometry?
Oh, just basic geometry, so that you know the difference between a square pizza and a rectangular pizza. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. It's one semester long, and it's going to cost $300.
Well, when Mr. Paul Duke, did you say HR? Okay.
Yep, that's
all
what
right.
I said.
You have a nice day now.
You too. How are you doing today? You having a good day?
I'm having a fine day. Okay.
That's good to hear.
You have a great weekend now.
You too.
Okay?
How was lunch today? Did everyone enjoy their food? What'd you serve?
You just told me that you had complaints.
Right, about the rectangular pizza. I didn't necessarily mean today. So you actually served rectangular pizza today?
That's what was on the menu.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't say rectangular pizza. It says pizza. It's like American pizza. Got to be round,
okay.
Or at least oval or something.
My line is clicking over, so I got your message.
You and that
and
geometry
will,
problem.
And that geometry problem. Now I'm going to get on top of it and discuss it with my principal.
You better.
And the Upper Decker.
You better.
Okay?
Yeah, mention
right.
The Upper Decker tour. The Upper Decker in the employee restroom. Make sure you mention that.
All right. Bye.
Okay, honey baby. Bye. Sweetie pie. Jeez. How does she not know what shape a pizza is? Holy crap. A big dummy. Guess what, everyone? So I feel kind of bad for XYZ, so I'm going to go ahead and quit my show right now, as planned. But here's the thing. You guys need to listen to XYZ's show. It's really amusing and entertaining, and you will like it, I promise. So all of you need to stop listening to this channel and go to mixler.com/XYZQWA. Could someone please post that in the chat room for me? Because I'm going to be listening to XYZ's show, and you should too. Hey, maybe I will, like, I kind of think I'm done with these teachers for now. So maybe I will send a big list of these to XYZ. I think that could be fun. I don't know if he has plans already, but I'm going to try that. I'm going to try and send him some of these teacher numbers, and he can have a few words with the teachers. So once again, sequel for today's show, but this time it's going to be at mixlr.com/XYZQWA. I'm going to play a Bone Cage song, and then I'm going off the air.
I walk up to your home, attach your TNI up to my phone. Who I call's unknown, all I know is I beige box alone. Sit by the payphone, sending
you did not have my permission to give information to the Chinese.